Daniel Versteg with you here on KLEM Radio. Pleased to be joined by the newest Hall of Fame inductee to the Iowa Football Coaches Association, one of the co-head coaches of the Hinton Blackhawk football program for 36 years. That's Coach Bruce Held, inducted into the Hall of Fame at a ceremony in Metro Des Moines over the weekend. Pleased to be talking with Coach Held here on KLEM Radio. I guess, tell me about, you know, you spent 36 years in the community, you know, coaching at least for 36 years. Why did Hinton appeal to you so much? And why did being a co-head coach of a football program, you know, appeal to you so much and make you want to do it for that long?
Well, the story started out, Steve and I were both assistant coaches under a previous coach. And I was there for 4 years before we took the co-head coaching job. And Steve had been there for, I think, about 8 years. And he was the junior high coach / assistant high school coach. When you get that job, back in those days, you did both. So anyway, he and I served as assistants. And when the previous coach left, of course, the search for head coach was pretty short, because they said one of you two guys needs to be our head coach and the other guy can be the assistant. And so we met with the principal AD and we talked it out. Steve really said I should be the head coach because I probably had a little more college experience and that so forth. And I said, no, he should be the head coach because he'd been around longer than me. And, you know, seniority means something to me, and he's a good coach. So The AD finally said, tell you what, instead of arguing about it, why don't we just make you guys co-head coaches and you can decide on who does what.
Oh, man.
And so it was his idea, and we decided that we would, you know, do that. I was more of an offensive person. I'd played quarterback and tight end in college, and Steve was more of a defensive mind. And so we split it that way, and that's how it all started, and we stayed that way for those next 36 years then. And the one thing I'm really proud of is over those 36 years, you know, we never had an argument. You know, it wasn't like we always were happy or anything, but we were both, I guess, gentlemen enough to just, you know, I said, hey, if it happens on defense, it's your doing. And if it happens on offense, it's my doing. And I'll gladly take suggestions from you, and I'll also give suggestions to your defense, but you run it the way you want to see it run. And we lived by that for 36 years. And honestly, it was an awesome partnership and had some success. You know, we're pretty proud of what we got accomplished over the years. And I just thought that for me, it worked really well. The other thing is, if we lost a game, I could always say that he didn't stop the other team from scoring enough. And if we lost a game, he could also say that the offense didn't score enough. So we got, you know, we always had that, you know, and we kidded each other about that. The other day at the ceremony, I said, well, we coached 341 games together, and we lost, I don't know, 137 or something. But Steve lost 137. It wasn't my fault. And when he got up there to speak, he said the same exact thing about me. So.
and you won all 205, right? Is that how
right,
that goes?
Right. Exactly. Oh, so, you know, we just been kidding each other back and forth over all the years. So
yeah, great.
We ended up teaching in the same hallway, right across the hall from each other. So you know, we saw each other all day, every day. We did the weight rooms together on weekends. You know, we did a Sunday night weight room for 25 years. We'd always meet Sunday nights, and he always was there with his kids and me too. You know, we just spent a lot of time and energy, and at the time, we didn't realize how hard we were working. It was just fun, but we did enjoy it. It was a good time.
Well, absolutely. And when you got a partner like that, I guess, you know, tell me what, for a program that was so successful, you go to the playoffs 15 years, as we mentioned, you won 205 games. What separated your program versus, say, others that don't get to the playoffs that many times or don't win that many games over 36 years?
Well, you know, we have always and always will credit the kids that we were able to coach and the parents of those kids who bought into the fact that, hey, we've got to do extra work to be successful, just like any other job. You just don't step in there and be successful. And, you know, the weight room was a really big thing. We give a lot of credit to the success of our weight room to a young assistant coach that we had. His name was Jim Martin. He was from Cherokee, and he was our high school English teacher for several years. But he came, he was a manager at the University of Nebraska. So he was he had all his hands on all the different things that they were doing in the Nebraska weight room at the time. And he shared that with us and our kids, and he kind of took control of the weight room. And it just really changed the attitude of working out and getting better and lifting for a purpose and, you know, all those things. And so, and he was, we were really fortunate. He lives in Des Moines now, so we were fortunate. He showed up Saturday at the ceremony, and, you know, he celebrated right along with us as, you know, because he knows he had a big part of what we did. And so we made sure both of us to mention him in our speeches. Because he really did help us turn the corner there. So we did have some awesome assistants through the years, but he was one of the first ones who really came in and changed some things for us. So, you know, he taught an old dog some new tricks.
And that's very important to success of a program, and you had a ton of it, as, you know, we've kind of alluded to throughout this. You know, I'm sure there are a lot of memories that could come back of various teams and some of the games you've played, but I'm sure no year was as special for you as and Steve as 2012, being state runner up. You know, that's a pretty hard thing to do. What made that team just a little bit more different to be able to get that far and to you know, to play for a state title?
Well, we had a bunch of kids that were winners. Maybe a lot of people don't remember this, but we had four losses that year. We ended up 10-4 at the end of the year, but I don't know if it was the third or fourth game of the year, we lost a game to Akron Westfield at Hinton, where we had a 21-point lead in the fourth quarter. And that was such a crushing defeat. And I think that loss really propelled us in the rest of the season. Everybody kind of got their jaw set, and, you know, they got the right kind of mental attitude, and we just kind of started rolling after that. And we actually met Akron Westfield in the game to go to the semifinals, so it would have been the quarterfinals. And we played them at Akron Westfield, and we ended up beating them pretty good over there as a, you know, kind of a, we call it a revenge game, if you will, but highly motivated kids running out there that night, and coaches.
Yeah.
And because we knew that we'd given one away early in the season. But then I think that win just kind of propelled us into, wow, you know, we can beat anybody. And we had a really good chance to win the championship that year against Wapsie Valley. A couple plays made a big difference. You know, we got second, which is awesome, but of course, we were shooting for something better, but we had a group of kids that were just really, they set their jaws, and they were pretty talented anyway, but we also just, that playoff run, we played probably better than we even imagined we could. You know, we were making some plays that sometimes you don't always make, so they just got that belief that they were unstoppable, and I think our t-shirts that year had believe on the back of them, because once we started doing that, we became a pretty good football team. So yeah, that was an awesome season. Yeah,
it was, absolutely. Are there any other, I guess, games, memories, players, seasons that come to mind as you think of the career, I guess, outside of the 2012 runner-up team?
Yeah, I always tell everybody that the first team we ever coached was 1983. And we had been 0-9 the year before as assistants. And so when the head coach left, you know, and we became co-head coaches, we had to have a plan in place to change, because kids didn't really like football back then. It was just, you know, we had a hard time getting them out there. They didn't want to do a lot. And we had to change the whole attitude, how we went about, you know, our business. So that team, we shuffled some guys around. We made a running back into a wide receiver. We made a fullback into a tailback back in the eye back in those days. and we made a guard into a fullback. We just kind of changed some bodies around and got some kids in positions that we thought they could excel at. And they just bought in lock, stock, and barrel. Those kids wanted to win so bad because 0-9 is just so hurtful. You know, it's painful. And everybody in that group did not want to go through that again. And so they were willing to do whatever we asked them to do, and we got after them hard. But with the one thing that Steve and I always have taught from day one is the team that blocks and tackles better wins the game. You can have all the fluff and all the different plays and different formations. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you don't block and tackle. And if you watch football today, it's still that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we spent half of our practice, at least an hour every day, on blocking and tackling. And I mean the fine points of it. We didn't just put up with, oh, that's good enough. You had to be perfect. And so once we started emphasizing that, that really turned us around. And those kids ended up going 6-3. They won the War Eagle Conference after being 0-9 the year before. It was just a magical year, and I think that sets the tone for the rest of our careers because the public, our fans, our parents became believers in what we were doing, and more importantly, the kids did. And so after that, everybody kind of had that expectation that we're going to be winners here, and that really, 205 times later, here we are. So.
Absolutely, and a Hall of Fame induction as well. Speaking of that, the cherry on the top. Absolutely, to be inducted into a Hall of Fame of your peers, Iowa Football Coaches Association, all the guys that you've worked with, you've maybe workshopped with, competed against. What does it mean to have that recognition? To be the cherry on top of your career.
Oh, it's absolutely humbling. To think that someone would have, we talked to some people from on the other side of the state we'd never met before. And, you guys are famous over there in Western Iowa, 36 years together. Some people I'd never even met before. And you just don't know how far reaching it is. But, it's just such a compliment to every kid that ever played for us. And we said that too, this is a team award. We share it with everybody who's ever put on a Hit Blackhawk uniform. And we're just so proud that we were able to represent everybody at that ceremony because that is the cherry on top. I don't know what could get back. I told my wife I could die happy now.
Oh, man. It's so awesome. I guess then, to kind of put a bow on all this, if you're to talk to some of those younger coaches and some of the people you may have met at that ceremony here over the weekend, what would you tell them as some advice about being a coach and to have the impact on kids' lives in a community like you and Steve did?
Well, we've gotten so many text messages and Facebook posts, and it's just unbelievable. All the people who have said, you guys were great coaches, but you were great teachers. Get stuff like that from kids that, it's 25, 30 years ago who went through the system as just a kid in my classroom. And boy, that just means so much. It's all about relationships. You got to build those relationships. My favorite saying, if you get an email from me, it says, no one cares how much you know until they know how much you care. And I've lived by that. I mean, I had that sign on my wall at school, and the kids, that's the first thing they'd see walking in the door because I did care about it. Everyone needs to be valued and cared for and to build those relationships. I've got a great example. I got this little girl, seventh grade. She's not good at math. I was a math teacher. Mm-hmm. And I talked her into coming in before school. Her dad would bring her in every day before school, and we would sit there for 20 minutes and just work together. And the next year, and she progressively got better and better. And the next year, she was one of my best eighth grade math teachers. She is now a math teacher.
Oh.
And she couldn't even, she just hated math as a seventh grader. Now she's doing it for a living. And just those, like I told somebody when I retired, I said, those 15 minutes that you can give a kid could change them for the rest of their lives, and she's a perfect example. And so to give of yourself and to build a relationship with a kid, player, kid, school, whatever it is, that's what we're here for. And I had some really good college coaches who guided me into that exact mindset, and I give them a lot of credit too. So,
It was a great career, a very worthy induction to the Hall of Fame. Obviously, your impact on the Hinton community and all of your players, all your students, definitely shows in the last almost four decades of your career. So, Bruce, thanks so much for taking the time to sit down with us, and again, congrats on the achievement.
Well, thanks so much, and thanks for reaching out. We do appreciate it. Hopefully, somebody can hear this. And maybe they can start a relationship thing going tomorrow. You know, that's the whole thing, is we got to spread what we know to the next generation, and hopefully they take off and do some of the same things and have the same luck, and someday they could be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I hope that happens. So again, thanks a lot, Bruce, and I'm looking forward to seeing what more you do in retirement to have an impact on the community.
Well, right now I'm a school bus driver, so I'm at the top of the food chain.
There you go. Absolutely.
Once you've got that job, now you're really on the top. So,
absolutely.
Enjoy doing it. Thanks, Daniel, for your time.
Yep. Thank you, Bruce.
Thanks,
I really appreciate
doing great work up there in Lamar's. We appreciate you.
That was Bruce Held, the co-head coach of the Hinton Blackhawk football program for 36 years and the newest inductee to the Iowa Football Coaches Association Hall of Fame, joining us right here on KLEM Radio.